This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Hey guys, we got an awesome episode. We start out talking about how to get laid from Snapchat. Then Chloe Hilliard, our guest, tells a fantastic story about love and betrayal. Check it out. Welcome to the J Train Podcast. This is J Train, Jared Fried, coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side, Stand Up New York Labs. We're here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. Every single week, we're here with you. Keep telling your friends. I got to tell you guys, I'm so appreciative of the Snapchats I get from you when you're listening to the podcast. I'm on Snapchat, JTrain56. It really feathers my nuts every time you guys send me a snap of you listening. And I just want to say thank you for listening and telling your friends and commenting and all the nice things I see online. So keep doing that. Keep telling people about the J Train Podcast. We're coming up on internship season. We're the official podcast of your shitty summer internship. So tell one friend, your brother, your sister, your mama, your papa, somebody is sitting there at their internship and they're about to spend the summer staring at a wall. Give them the sweet, sweet sounds of Papa J Train right in their ear. That's your gift to them. So keep spreading the word. I'm so pumped about today's guest. So happy to have her here, Chloe Hilliard. Thank you for coming on.
Hey, what's up, trainees? Does your listeners have a name?
Trainees could get a little. No, I don't want to. Trainees could get tranny. I don't know. We could get into some
strap hangers.
Yeah, the strap hangers. That could be good.
Strap hangers. That's an old term for New York City commuters.
Like the commuters on the train.
Because the trains before they had the bars, it was actual leather straps, like individual leather straps that you would hold on to.
So maybe we'll give if you have a name that you want to give the listeners of this podcast, send it in to jtrainpodcast@gmail.com. That's jtrainpodcast@gmail.com, as well as all of your emails and everything. Chloe's a fantastic comic, so funny. You can follow Chloe on Twitter at Chloe_Hilliard. That's CHLOE_HILLIARD.
Yep.
And then ChloeHilliard.com.
Yep.
Go check her out. She's fantastic. I'm so pumped to have you here. We were just getting into a little bit of Snapchat. I'm on it. No. I'm a big fan of Snapchat. I love, because they sent, you know, the listeners, they'll send me where they're listening.
Mm.
So it'll be like when they're walking their dog, while they're taking a poop, while they're on there's one dude that was just like on a farm, like with this vast.
Wow.
You live in New York, mm-hmm. and you just have like horns beeping all the time, and then you get 10 seconds where I'll click on a Snapchat and it'll be just this like beautiful scene, and then it'll be my shitty voice in the background being like, yeah, show me your shits or tits, and it's like,
yeah.
You know, you're not on Snapchat.
I am not on Snapchat. I will never join Snapchat.
Never
under, and you know why? Because
never.
I learned my lesson with Vine.
Okay.
When Vine first came out, I had an Android phone.
Yeah.
And I was like, I have to get on Vine, especially as being a comedian.
Yes.
So I got an iPhone so I can Vine, and then the bottom fell out.
Yeah. The minute Instagram had videos, they were like, peace, Vine.
Yeah, that's it.
And then like, it's funny because we know, you know, in comedy that, you know, there's a new thing that comes up every day,
mm-hmm.
you know, and people would say, I remember, you know, now you hear people talk about MySpace,
They
used to use that all the time for comedy.
Yeah.
I'm like, they sound like they are 100 years old to me.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, get on Snapchat. It's great for comedy. Mm-hmm. It's great to put out the word. I love interacting with the people that listen to this podcast. And, you know, with Vine, it's funny because there were certain guys and girls comics that you saw get big on.
Oh, huge.
Like, I just did a kid's show last night, Bill Steitler.
Mm-hmm.
He's super funny. He did all these vines that were like hilarious. They still are hilarious. Yeah. But then this vine ship went out to sea.
Yeah.
And is he, now they're just
doing stand up now?
I just saw him last night. Yeah, he's a stand up.
Yeah.
But he was fantastic on it. Like, if you're on Vine, go check out Bill. He's so funny. Mm-hmm. But it is funny how it just kind of like, this it's ship done. Went out it's to sea over. And the people that are in on it, they're in, but I only see them every now and again on Twitter.
And I think for me, the reason why I don't want to do Snapchat is because I see people snapping all day long to the point where it kind of impedes your existence. Like, just live life a little bit.
I am one of those people.
But then I know, but then you have people being like, I have a Snapchat account. I have an Instagram for my comedy. Then I have a personal one. Oh, I like to cook, so I have a culinary Instagram.
Well, what
and then like download it at the end. It's too much.
All of these social medias, and this is kind of, you know, just from doing comedy for a little bit now, like in my seeing from when I started to now, like the things that were important, that they're all fleeting.
Yeah.
You know, the thing, you know, you got to have you used to go into places, they'd be like, how many Twitter followers you have? And you'd be like, and now they go, how many Instagram followers you have? And now they go, how many Snapchat followers you have? You know, it just goes down the line. Yeah, and
it's still very important because I'm going out to LA and I'm trying to get spots out there. And people told me, if you want to do even like a bar show, you have to send an email to the producer with all the links to your social media because they check to see how many people you have and then they decide whether they want to
book you. It's interesting because for us, these things have a totally different meaning than the listener of this podcast. And I've said this a lot of times. Snapchat is the flirtiest app.
Mm.
It's very flirty because it is an interact. It's not the dick pic app.
Oh,
that
come
people
on.
Want to say it is.
But it was.
It was. It, when started. When it started, that was the loud narrative.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's really more of a social app. They have, you know, so this guy writes in. Let's go to the emails.
Okay.
We'll get into it. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com here with Chloe Hilliard. @Chloe_Hilliard. Go follow her because she needs to do these bar shows in LA.
I know, right? I'm on Instagram too. Same thing.
Instagram.
Chloe,
so go follow, support. So funny. You'll all love her. Dear J Train, last week episode, always have airplane mode. We had an episode. It was called Always Have Airplane Mode On When a Girl Sleeps Over with Mike Brown and Brandon Collins was prime. Great place for listening to hear the train on his A-game. Thanks, man. To the phenomena. On multiple occasions, I've gained new members to my Snap Stories and friends list, and I can't explain exactly how I got them. My best guess is during late nights of drinking, I will exchange Snap codes. Almost all of them are girls, and almost all of them are great-looking girls. Now the question arises, how do I get to talking with these girls without much to work with? Signed, a University of South Dakota Delt. Shout out to all the troops keeping us safe. So what does he do? So do you understand what's going on here?
Yeah, so people are following him and he wants to engage with them more so.
Snapchat isn't one of those things that you can necessarily like retweet somebody and kind of fall into following someone. Mm-hmm. Snapchat, you have to very specifically say, hey, I want to follow you, or like make a, you know, you have to make a connection with somebody. And it is behind closed doors a little bit. I think that's why people like it.
Okay.
So, but you do have the inbox where you can send stuff to people individually. And then you have the story. The story, you're just saying, anyone who follows me can watch this story for 24 hours. So he's connecting with these women at bars, and he's wondering, how do I...
So he hits them. He has to hit them privately.
Well, this is the thing. You don't want to come on too strong. I've been in this situation. You got to... With Snapchat, the move is to cast a wide net.
Got it.
You want to throw the net over the body of water to see how many vaginas you can chum in.
Have you been watching Deadliest Catch?
Yeah, this is why. Big Deadliest Catch fan. This is why. But I'm saying this is, and it has to be subtle. It can't just be, you know, the dick pic thing. You're not going to respond to too much too soon.
So why doesn't he kind of troll them? Like, why doesn't he do like a I'm a single lonely guy kind of story and see who hits him up?
Single
like,
lonely. I don't. Yeah, yeah. I think what he should do is with Snapchat, you keep an eye on who, because you can see who watches your stories.
Yeah.
Keep an eye on who watches your stories.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll have a group of names that will repeat themselves. Those are people that are interested.
Yeah.
Those are people that are showing some sort of interest.
Mm-hmm.
Then, when you're sending out a story, you're going to put something on your story. What I would do is also say, you know, if I'm looking to, you know, get with these chicks that he's meeting at the bars and he has this random girl, what I do is I would send the story that you're about to put up, also send it to a few choice
But ladies. I think in that story, the story should be like my perfect date. Like, and he does things like, but there's no girl in it. It's just him.
Just him alone with a seat next to
him. Yeah.
Just
like me and Bae at the movies. Yeah. Me and Bae at the flower shop.
Send a video of just an empty seat with a plate in front of it.
Yeah. Like I made Bae a steak dinner. Yeah. Stuff like that. Cause girls would be like, oh, that's funny. And it's endearing.
Yeah.
And then you know, they slide into that DM.
Yeah, whatever it is. Just send it out to these people. And then you have to create the ping pong. Mm-hmm. You can't play ping pong alone.
Yeah.
And that's with Snapchat. So, like, you can't just keep pinging these girls and get no response.
Oh, no, because then you look crazy.
You look crazy. Yeah. You're literally just serving ping pong to an imaginary opponent. So you have to find a girl who will return your serve. So this is what it's all about. When you send out these stories that you're putting up to the individual people, they're getting a touch of, hey, I'm sending, because that's why it's the flirtiest app. When you send something individually, you know it's individually. You don't know how many people are getting it, but you know you're part of that group. Mm-hmm. And if you respond, now you're playing games.
Got it.
Now you're in, you know, you're in that dick pond.
Yeah.
You know, you can get, that's the move, I think.
Jake, but I feel like if he does a story being like my perfect date, and then he should invite his viewers to be like, what's your perfect date? So then you can kind of.
Yes. And also have, when people respond to your story, they come back at you.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's all subtle.
Yeah.
Like buying signals.
Yeah.
That's what you're looking for.
Because women want to know that you are available. The worst thing you can do is to make it seem like you're available and then have a woman be interested when you really have somebody else. So he needs to be clear that I'm out here, I'm open, and I'm willing to meet women so that when a woman does take the initiative to hit him privately, it's so
maybe,
not like, oh,
maybe like a, you know, maybe like the Chronicles of a Single Life.
Yes.
Yeah. And now it's like, and then like, you know, the big joke right now for girls especially is like, you know, hanging with my boyfriend, then it's a picture of pizza.
Yeah.
You know, if you do those, and I don't think, you know, those jokes are done so many times that they're almost like the airplane humor of internet jokes. But if you, I think the move with that and kind of jumping off of your idea where you make it like this single, you know, do the chick jokes in your story.
Yeah.
So as hack as it could sound, just be like, take a picture of the remote and be like, my best friend.
Yeah.
And then a picture of pizza and you write Bae. And it's like that from a girl, you're like, I've seen it 100 times. But when a girl sees it from a guy, it's humility.
Mm-hmm.
You're a little bit humbled. You're showing that you're out there and looking.
Yeah.
This dick ain't sucking itself.
That's what women need. Women need confirmation that you are truly available. Because a guy who has a woman in his on his roster won't do that.
Okay. Yeah, because that's too public.
It's too public.
To let it, you know, if you're putting it out there that much, that means, you know, there's no other girl that's like, what the fuck did you just put up?
Yeah, or if there is a woman, she knows her place. She knows that you're not locked
in. When I date a girl, my Snap stories are totally different than when not. I put up, I would, like, if I'm dating a girl, then I'm like, oh, I have to think of so many different things.
Really?
As that story, because you just don't know, like, how is this going to affect her? Is she going to look at it weird?
Well, my thing is, my rule of thumb, I don't, if I start dating you, if we had been following each other on social media, once we're officially together, I unfollow you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because of what we do, I hope that you understand that this is somewhat a public persona, so I don't ever want you to call me up or pull me to task me like, what did you mean by this tweet?
Oh, I get that all the time. And
you gotta check them, Jared.
This is the problem. Everyone deals with this, not just comedians.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, if you're out there and you're dating someone, there's like, and then you tweet something, you're the audience is your girlfriend. She's the first one.
I know.
But she's in the front
row. I just don't want to see. I will block you. I will block you because I don't want, like, if you say, oh, Rihanna has some nice tits, I'm not gonna be upset about that.
Yeah.
But I mean, a typical girl, maybe.
You have to hear more as a girlfriend, boyfriend these days than you ever did before.
There's,
you know, Rihanna has nice tits is just a statement a guy would say for the rest of his life, no matter what.
Of course, but
and it's tough for you to see that.
Well, not me, but someone would be upset if you made Rihanna like your woman crush Wednesday. Then they'd be like, what's
that's
up?
A lot. That's a big.
Yeah, but see, to me, those things don't mean it's because I know that you have no fucking chance with Rihanna.
Well, that's the thing. You can't if you make Katie from down the block, Woman Crush Wednesday. Yeah. Now we have a huge
issue. Problem.
Yeah, that's a girl that could see that and be like, whoa, I never thought of you in
of
that
course.
Way. You
know, yeah.
JTrainPodcast at gmail.com, JTrainPodcast at gmail.com here with Chloe Hilliard. Go check her out at Chloe underscore Hilliard. Female emailer seeking advice. Okay. This is a lady emailer. We got Chris is out today. He's out. He's gone to Vegas.
Yeah.
Man Samp went to Vegas. So good opportunity. We're not going to talk about it here, but it's very cool. We got Shelbo. Good old Shelby's back on the mic.
Hey. Well, he's not. He just gave us a thumbs up.
He's just reaching for the mic. And the mic doesn't work. Perfect. Shelby, what an entrance onto the podcast. You've really made your
another
presence known.
Up. He's here. He's present. Here.
Oh, so we got a female email. Does he have the sound? Oh, okay, not live. Okay, now it's playing right now. Dearest Jared Strong Medium Freak. Strong Medium is the size of my penis.
Okay.
It's Strong Medium.
Okay.
First off, absolutely love the podcast. Been a listener since the episode one. I'm fairly confident I'm one of your most dedicated lady listeners. I've turned a lot of my friends onto the podcast and your infinite wisdom. Thank you. Last year, I moved to another city for my first job post-grad and broke up with my long-term college boyfriend. So she's at her first job, broke up with a boyfriend. She's a new single woman out there on the scene. After a few months of exploring my new city, getting over my previous relationship, I found myself dating for the first time ever. I've gone out with some nice guys who just weren't up my alley and more than a few weirdos, but I recently met someone I actually like. He's smart, fun, successful, and one of the few people I've met who likes movies and stand-up as much as I do. I've been keeping him at arm's length because I wanted to make sure I liked him and not just the things about him that I could brag about to other people. After 5 or 6 dates, I'm really into this guy and would like to start pivoting things into more serious direction. But I'm a total loss for how to do that. Mm-hmm. Dating post-grad is a different animal than college. It feels like there's a huge jump between just going on dates and being on the road towards a potential relationship. My friends are all giving me unsolicited advice that I should definitely have the exclusivity talk the next time we see each other, but my friends are all idiots when it comes to this stuff, which is why I never ask for their opinions in the first place. It feels too low-key between me and this guy right now to have a DTR, she writes, defining the relationship talk anytime soon. How do I steer this from casual city to a stop on the trail to relationship town? I'm completely uncharted waters. Could really use some patented J-Train advice. Congrats on the documentary. Oh, thank you all on that. It's been fun watching the past few years, and I can't wait until you're really famous and I can say I was on board the J-Train way back when. Well, that's a nice thing to say. Thank you. What do you think? How does she go from we're doing dates, but we're not sure what are you? What is that? Where do I put this? That's my belly button.
Well, I think there's a couple things that not concern me, but I just, you know.
Are you in a relationship?
Oh, I'm super fucking single.
Super fucking single. Like, what's single mean?
I had something happen to me this week that I'm kind of like, I just need to not date for like 3 months.
What happened?
Can we talk about it? So fucking juicy and ridiculous.
Tell us.
Okay, so.
We can get so this email. Okay. I have an answer for her, so I know what she should do.
I would only share this with you, Jared, because
please.
I understand that this is going to help people.
This is why we're here. Yeah.
And you have to keep in mind, I'm a grown woman. So for this to happen to me at this point in my life.
And this happened this week.
It happened Monday night.
Okay, let's hear it.
So I met a guy. Mm-hmm. We went out on a couple dates.
Yeah.
Like 2-3.
What were the dates?
I always do super, like simple stuff, like drinks, go for drinks.
Okay.
Coffee. Third date, went to get something to eat.
Something to eat. See, let me tell the listeners at home. I've been giving this advice my whole life.
Yeah.
And I have these emails, I go with what I have.
Yeah.
But now that you're here, mm-hmm. this is like a live email. This is juicy.
Yeah.
So I have a lot of questions.
Okay.
And I don't mean to interrupt you, but I'm just.
Oh, I mean, it is horribly.
This is a deep dive. So what type of dates were they?
Oh, wait. So whenever.
Did he set it up or did you set it up?
No, the first one he set it up. So this is how I work. If I meet you and we exchange information,
sure.
I say, hey, I like to see you soon. I'm like, okay, sure. And I always give my days of availability
this is very professional of you.
Yeah, because I don't want to say, oh yeah, I'd like to meet up. And then when you give me a date, I say, no, because then it sounds like I'm being flaky.
I hear you. And this is what women want.
Yeah.
They want, here's the plan, here's mm-hmm. the time, here's when I'm free, and they don't want it to change.
Well, no, I say I'm free because he, all right, so
but
for
I know
example.
That you, but what you're giving him the opportunity to do is you're saying I'm free these 3 days.
And you could fill out whatever
you can
time
fill out
and
those
whatever
times,
the activity is.
But you fucking do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and totally right, that's mm-hmm. right of you. Okay.
Yeah. So I told him, I was like, I'm free. Like last week, I was like, I'm free Sunday after 7 and Tuesday after 6. He was like, okay, great. Let's do Tuesday. Perfect. We live in the same neighborhood. Let's go get coffee. Go get coffee. Mm. Talk for like 2 hours. Fine. Second day, I like to see you again. Okay. Well, I'm available Thursday and Saturday night. Okay. Mm. Let's do Saturday night. Fine. Cool. We went and got drinks at a little lounge in our neighborhood.
Okay.
Hang out, dance a little bit. So
did he suggest the spot?
Oh, yeah, both times.
Okay, good.
Yeah. So then Monday, third date. Mm. Are you free for a quick bite? Sure, I'm free. I didn't have any shows. Let's go. I know a cute little place in the neighborhood. He picked the place. I met him there at 7:45.
Cool.
Get there, whatever. So third date, I'm grown. I'm like, okay, well, maybe we should, you know. So after, he was like,
let's see what this, let's see if he's working a strong medium.
Yeah, let's see if this is worth my time. Yeah. I mean, like, I'm at the point, like, I don't want to keep going out for fucking coffee dates.
Let's get sexy.
So he was like, well, we can go to my place. You know, I live a couple blocks. Sure, go to his place. So we go to his place and, you know, we have some fun.
Explain fun. This is an explicit podcast.
We had fun.
Okay.
Like F-U-N all the way. Fun.
Okay, okay. Penis and vagina. Love it. Okay. Peasants in a village.
So now, keep in mind, when the 3 dates that we've had, we talked about expectations.
Okay.
What are you looking for?
Totally.
What is your status? Are you single? I'm single. Yes, he's single. He told me he was in a relationship for a year. It broke up. It ended badly. Okay. He's like, I'm just chilling. I'm looking for something convenient. It's great that you live in the same neighborhood. We can go and do things.
You knew this all before the FUN.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you're with the flow.
I need to know this before the FUN happens.
Okay.
It has to happen because.
But I actually like what this guy did. He set the expectation. He's like, I'm looking for something that's, you know, fun and convenient.
And I have the same expectations.
And you guys did it, and there we go.
And that's why it was perfect, because we both had the same expectations. I'm not looking for a strong, serious relationship right now. I don't know where I'm going to be in 2 weeks.
Okay.
Like, literally, I don't know.
Hear ya.
So I was like, this is a great deal, right?
Mm.
So after we had FUN.
Sounds like the relationship I'm looking for. Yeah.
So after we had FUN, but no, I'm sorry, I had to backtrack. So during these conversations that we had, he's like, I'm single. I've had a relationship. It ended badly. I'm all about honesty. Yep. I'm all about being safe.
Yep.
That sounds
like a guy who hasn't come yet. Yeah, okay.
No. But like, you know, I'm all about honesty.
I love honesty. I love safety. Yeah. Then he comes and he's like, where am I?
So after we had fun, we're laying there. And I kind of wanted to reiterate the relationship status.
Okay.
So I said, I can't believe that you're just like super chill right now. Like, you have nobody in your life. He was like, no, like, you know, it ended. Like I told you, I had a relationship. It ended badly. Okay. You know, I'm just like, I'm just really trying to like enjoy my time and like, you know, have this great new thing that we have. Like,
yeah.
This is fun. This is fun. As he's saying this, his apartment buzzer rings.
No fucking way.
It's 10 o'clock at night.
You're naked in bed.
Both.
Okay.
So I look at him, he doesn't react. And I was like, is that for you? He's like, no, it shouldn't be.
Okay.
He's like, oh, so he lives in a walk-up. So it's like the buzz, 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 mm-hmm. like that buzzer. So it's the outside door, not his apartment doorbell.
Okay.
So he's like, maybe somebody ordered food. And he really had no reaction. And I can tell when a guy is kind
of
like,
of course.
What the fuck is, some shit. Like, he didn't move. He wasn't fidgety. His voice didn't change.
He didn't jump up.
Nothing. He was just like, nah, it's not, that can't be for me.
That sounds like a female buzz.
Phone ringing. Vibrate, vibrate, vibrate. And I'm like, what is going on?
I like that all the fire alarms are going off.
Everything's going on.
Yeah, yeah.
Knocking on the door like fucking batshit crazy.
Yeah.
So because I am who I am, I'm super relaxed and calm in every situation.
Okay.
I've never been in this situation before, but you run it in your mind. Like, what would you do? So I got up, I went to the bathroom because he lives on the first floor. So I was like, I'm thinking if this person is this crazy buzzing the door, they're probably going to try and look through the window. So let me not give them any motivation.
So you're already ahead of the game.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, there's something up here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I was like, let me go to the bathroom, go get my shit, mm-hmm. bring me all of my clothes, my purse, my phone, my charger, my shoes, my shirt, my bra, my panties, everything.
What is he saying when you're collecting all
these
things?
He's saying nothing.
He's not even noticing it?
No, he's up. He's up. He got, like, put some underwear and a t-shirt on. He got up and he, like, you know, like, motion. He was like, okay, but we're talking low, because he was like, okay, well, all right. I was like, I'm going to the bathroom. He's like, all right, cool. Like, he looked at his phone. He didn't answer the phone. So I get all my shit. I go in the bathroom. I get fully dressed.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, okay, what is he going to do? Because we're not talking. I'm just like moving silently. And I come out of the bathroom and he's like, I'm going to go to the front door. I want you to go to the back of the hallway.
This is hilarious.
And go into the basement.
The basement.
The basement. He wanted me to go into the basement.
Okay.
Because he was going to let this person in.
So you, at this point, you are being hidden.
So I'm, yeah, he wants to hide me.
And what did you say to him?
And I was like, what? I couldn't. I was like, what?
Did you go to the basement?
I went to the back. I didn't go into the basement.
Yeah.
Basically, it's
like, at that point, you're like, I got to see what the fuck's going on.
Yeah. So I went to the back because, and so in my mind, I'm thinking, if I was ratchet, I'd be like, nah, fuck that. Tell that bitch.
Yeah.
But you don't know. This is too much crazy.
You don't
shit.
Know. You don't know enough.
Yeah, I don't know enough.
Also, you don't know how crazy this person
is. I don't know if she had been watching us all night. I don't know if she
murder,
had a fucking
murder, suicide happens
all the
with
time.
Relationships.
All the time.
Not randomly.
Yeah.
So
in my mind, I'm like, I have a fucking shoot tomorrow. I have stuff to do.
Yeah.
I'm going to LA next week. I can't be in a situation where I get arrested or fight. I don't know him. I don't know anything about
him.
So
you go to the back.
So
he goes
to the back.
Door.
He goes to the door. He lets her in. He leads her into, and so when he opened the door, he says, oh, I was sleeping. She was like, I don't believe that for a second. And I was like, oh, this sounds like a relationship. So he
this is Maury.
So he takes her into the apartment. Mind you, he hasn't brushed his teeth.
No.
He hasn't washed his dick.
No. I mean, I've
bed
listen,
is,
me and this guy are in the same position a lot of times.
Bed is disheveled.
Yeah.
Like, so.
He hasn't really prepared for another woman to come in.
No.
Yeah.
So he lets her into the apartment. He closes the door. So I stand there. Like, basically, you can't see me. I'm like behind the staircase.
Yeah.
And so I'm waiting for like maybe like 3-4 minutes. And I'm thinking he's going to like text me on the sleep. Like, okay, go ahead and go out or whatever. He doesn't. So I leave. And I walk home. And as I'm standing, as I'm walking home, I'm like, what the fuck just happened to me?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't sign up. Like, what? Because, you know, everybody's like, you put out there, you get. I was like, what the fuck am I putting out in the universe that I'm getting this back?
Ooh, this is.
So I get home, right? Calm. I'm still calm. I'm not really upset, but I'm starting to think about it. I'm like, damn, he could have really put me in a dangerous position.
Totally.
So I'm upset. I'm more upset about that and the fact that he lied than like anything else. Like, I don't give a fuck that you have a woman in your life, because that's expected. We're grown. But the fact that this is how it happened. So anyway, so like an hour and a half later, he texts me. He's like, I'm so sorry. I'm so embarrassed. Are you still in the basement? I'm like,
that is the most guy thing to think. like as that is literally his cock and ball sent that text.
Yeah.
They're like, he's like, she's probably still waiting in the basement to give me head again.
Yeah. So I'm like, me and the fucking rats are in the basement playing dice.
A day later, you still down there?
Yeah. No, motherfucker, I left. I went home. Like, why? Like, what is your...
How did he explain it?
This is the bullshit. He goes, we're on a break, and she just popped up.
Oh, don't know.
She just popped up unannounced for something unrelated. She didn't even know you were here.
Yeah, of course she didn't know you were there. She would have blown up at you.
Yeah. So I told him, I was like, listen, you really just need to be honest with yourself. I said, if you're on a break, you're not really single. Like, if she felt entitled to still ring your bell and you answered it.
Not just ring the bell, but like, aggressively ring the bell. Like, as if it, like... I should be in there.
Yeah. And you didn't put her in her place. Like, you, like a man in this situation. Now, men listening to this and women listening to this too. Whether you're the girlfriend or the boyfriend, y'all on a break, whatever that person does when they're on a break is their fucking business. But that person needs to set the tone of what the break means.
Yeah.
So that means if we're on a break, you can't fucking show up at my house at 10 o'clock at night.
No.
And if you do, I'm going to come outside, even if I don't have somebody in there, be like, yo, you, what are you doing?
Well, that's
you
why can't? This break shit doesn't
it's
work.
Bullshit.
It's
so
bullshit.
You're not single. So I told him, I was like, you need to be honest. I said, because if you're on a break, you're not really single and you shouldn't be engaging in
but
new
he lied
shit.
To you. He outright
lied and got busted in a lie. And I told him, I was like, you're so lucky I'm classy. Because if I wasn't classy.
Yeah. I mean, there's girls that would be like, what the? Because you have a right to be mad.
Oh, yeah.
And we had Veronica Mosey on last episode, and we kind of talked about with these relationships, you're as serious as the actions that you take.
Yes.
All of his actions that he took were, I'm here to hang with you.
Yeah.
I like what's going on. And then he had opportunity after opportunity to let you in on, hey, but I'm kind of talking to a girl still.
Yes.
And I you know, I like your perspective on it because there's a lot of girls that, you know, it's, and it's back to this email.
Yes.
You know, this all relates to this email because she's like, what can I do? You can't save yourself from getting hurt.
No.
You cannot. Like, it's going to happen. If you put yourself out there, that's vulnerability. You're literally, you know, going into dating someone new is like going into battle without any armor.
Yes. And even if you're honest about your, and back to the email, in my case and in her case, even if you're honest about your expectations, it doesn't mean that the person is willing to meet that.
Yeah. And I just think it's so amazing that he's like, are you still down in that basement?
Like, like what?
Well, in his reality, he's just a liar.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he's just, this all can be reasoned to himself.
Yes.
And I think, you know, a lot of what you're saying, you know, in the beginning when you were like, what's going on with you? It's okay to ask those questions. I don't think she should have the what are we conversation.
Oh, no.
That's taking the curtains and, you know, that's like seeing how the hot dogs are made.
Yeah. But what she can do is say when you're out with him, just nonchalantly like, yo, I really enjoy spending time with you.
Yeah.
I like you. This is fun. If you say like, this is fun, he's like, okay, I'm going to keep doing this.
Also,
but once you start challenging it, he's going to become self-conscious about what he's already doing and he's going to overanalyze it and he's going to think that you want so much fucking more. When you just want to be like, hey, when you call me, can you call me back?
Totally.
Like, that's all you really, you just want that level of respect.
And relationships are about time spent.
Yes.
So my advice to her, don't have the conversation. Mm-mm. Just bring up other things you want to do with him.
Oh, yeah. But activities. This
activities,
is the key.
Activities, yes.
It has to be activities because the longer you're dating him, once you start getting in the routine of like going to his place and him coming to your place, it kind of dissolves the excitement for a guy. But you have to go do fun shit. Like I used to date a guy. We went on a couple dates, like five or six. And I made sure every date was an activity. Like we went rock climbing. We did an escape room in New York City.
And that's all stuff to get to know each other.
Of course.
You know, the activities, the background of you learning what, you know, I'm afraid of rock climbing. I'm afraid of heights because we went rock climbing. And this girl is in a position that a lot of girls get in where, you know, they want to have the talk to like, you know, just because this conversation, they feel like it's going to give them the rules and the boundaries. But you don't know. This guy you talked to, everything he said was on the level, on the level, on the level. And then when you found out, it was when he didn't have time for two people.
Yeah.
Because that's the thing. You only have so much, especially when you get out of college. You know, you can wake up at whatever time, you know, whenever your class is. You go to class, what, 4 hours a day?
Yeah.
And then the rest of your day, you got plenty of time to put your dick wherever you want to put it.
And also, you
got to
figure out if he's post-grad too, he has income now.
Totally.
He has a social life. He doesn't want us to be locked down. And I always try to steer, especially like post-grads, away from like serious relationships. Because when you're in college, you want that relationship because you have so much time and you want to have like someone to struggle with.
Yeah.
Like you want like, oh, I hate my class. I hate my professor. I'm broke. Let's go get pizza. Let's share nuggets. But when you're starting to make money and you're feeling yourself and you're going to after work events and you're meeting other adults, like you don't want to lock yourself in. So as long as you enjoy your, like my advice to her is this, enjoy your time with him and that's it.
That's it.
Don't fucking think about him Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. What is he doing? No. If you have a plan with him on Thursday, think about him on Thursday.
Also, we're also like too connected.
Yes.
You know, I think we're like, we're at a point where it's like too much. Like I got a text from a girl the other day, and it was just all it said was, "I wish I was in bed." And I was
too
like,
much.
"What the fuck do I do with this?
I'm needy.
Doing shit right
She's
now."
She's being needy,
but like I, you know what I, and I just wrote, "Cool." Like I don't know.
It's being needy,
you know. And that's the thing where you want to like, and especially as a girl, because guys were, you know, I got in this whole like Twitter thing. Like I just said that like a penis is a big curse for a man. It's your buddy that always has good bad ideas. It's like, yeah, you should fuck that chick. You should go after that chick. You should not hang out with that one that wants to hang out with you. You should hang out with the girl that doesn't want to hang out with you. It's just this asshole.
It's a challenge.
In your ear. Yeah. It's telling you all these ideas that you really don't get you along, you know, very far. And, you know, to fight that, girls have to, like, swim in that current. And I think with a lot of girls, like this girl, you have to make every activity, an event, and yes. seeing you as exciting to the normal part of his brain mm-hmm. and the dick part of his brain.
Yes.
You have to feed both of those brains. Mm-hmm. And that means staying away, being yes. a little aloof,
yep.
having an event plan that you're like, hey, and you get dressed a little differently.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm saying, this might, for a woman, they might be like, well, that's why can't a man do something different too? Guys have to do their own shit too.
Yeah.
It's just different.
But see, guys always do their own shit, and women find out about it and they get upset about it.
Yeah.
So, like, what happens is a woman will call a guy on a Tuesday because she wants to see him on Thursday, and he never answers, and she calls him on Thursday, like, hey, what are you doing tonight? And he has plans, and she gets upset.
Yes.
So, women, you have to fucking live your life.
Live it.
And when you want to see him, you see him, but make it a plan. And if he changes that plan, fucking cancel and don't give him the next day. He yeah. has to wait.
Wait, and be yeah. a little aloof. Be the catch. Busy.
Yeah.
The thing he's got to be that fish that's
and also,
swimming away and can't get in that net for chumming.
And please don't do this bullshit where you send him a fake phony text so he can respond and you'd be like, oh, I didn't mean to text you, but hey, what's going on? Don't do that.
Yeah, don't play the game. That's the thing. You can play it straight and narrow. It doesn't have to be yes. played that way. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com here with Chloe Hilliard. That was such a great story.
I can't believe I shared it.
I'm so happy you did. No, but it helped so much.
Yeah, it does.
I got to talk to you guys right now because we got Mother's Day coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Have you gotten your mom a gift?
No, I'm terrible.
It's tough.
I wait to the last minute.
Here's the thing with Mother's Day, and I'm going to tell you a lot about Books.com. I'm going to tell you about Books because it's a good company. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing about Books.com. It takes 10 minutes to make sure the next year of your life doesn't fucking suck. This is 10 minutes to go and make it, get it done. Mm-hmm. Just get it done. Because I spend half of my day thinking about all the shit I have to do. And then I get that shit done in an hour. And I'm like, I feel great. So this is what you can do. Because May 8th is Mother's Day. May 8th is Mother's Day. It sneaks up on you every single year. But look, you still got time to order, Mom, these amazing flowers from Books.com. So Books are flowers are, in a word, gorgeous. Listen, I know none of you give a shit about how these flowers look. And you don't give a shit that Books are grown at eco-friendly farms on the side of a volcano. You don't give a shit. You don't give a shit that the blooms are larger. You don't give a shit. You don't give a shit that there's better soil. You don't give a shit. You know, but here's what you do give a shit about. Your mom not being down your ass for the next year. So that means get her a fucking gift, and this is set it and forget it, and it's done. Because I get in so many situations where it's like the day before, and it's like, my mom's big on, she wants a card. She wants the card to be delivered in the mail.
What?
She wants a mail card, because what it is, it's effort. It's showing that you didn't forget, that you prepared. And it's not about the card. It's about the preparation. And this is what moms want to know, that you've thought about them. So here's what you're going to do. I'm going to do you the biggest fucking favor you've ever been done in your life. Books prices start at mere $40. There's no upcharges, no extra fees. Even delivery is absolutely free when you register with the Books. So listeners to this show, the J Train Podcast, you're welcome. You get 20% off the bouquet of your choice. Just go to Books.com, enter promo code TFM. That's Books.com, promo code TFM. Books.com, promo code TFM. Go right now, get it done. And then the flowers get there. You'll forget you even did it. Your mom will be like, oh my God. And then the money comes in the mail. So, you know, a month later, your mom's like, take an extra $100. You're a good son. You're a good daughter. I need you to have an extra $100. I don't want you to be uncomfortable while you're at college or in your post-grad existence. Just get it done. We got one more sponsor today. I'm going to get into this one. Because now that we've done flowers, pause. Go get your mom flowers. Okay, come back. Wix.com. A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery, grow your contact list, and get all your social media in one place just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free. So listen, everyone needs a website. It's 2016, buddy. Go get your website.
Oh, you have to have a website.
Wix.com. Go support it because you like this podcast.
What's up, guys? This is Rob Fox from the Inside TFM podcast. You can hear us every Thursday talk about all the dumb drunk shit we did and what's going on at TFM and our takes on just what's going on around colleges in the country. So subscribe to us on iTunes, or you can catch us on the site every Thursday.
Chloe, you ready for more emails?
Let's do it.
So we got, apparently I'm gay and never knew it.
I thought that was you for a second. You
apparently,
were like,
apparently I'm gay. Breaking news on the J Train podcast. What's up, J Train? Here's a feather for your nuts and some butter for your biscuits. Love the podcast. Listen to it every Tuesday and Friday while at work. Gets me through a shitty shift. Enough with that. And to the question. So while I was in high school, I had a girlfriend. That's best friend was gay. So we had a girlfriend whose best friend is gay. After we broke up, me and him still talked every now and again, but after high school, we talked more than we did in high school. So they became buddies.
Okay.
During last summer, I found out he has told every one of his friends that we hooked up
Ooh.
And made out, but this never happened. Yet he continues to tell people we did. How do I deal with him? Should I confront him or just ignore it, knowing it's not the truth? Sorry for the lengthy email, but I need to see your thoughts on this and your guests. Thanks for the laughs. Great listens every week. If you don't answer the podcast, what do you think? He's been...
I hope he's still not friends with this guy.
Obviously not. He's been besmirched.
Yeah. It doesn't even matter. I don't think it's even worth confronting him, because he can spin that into any kind of story he wants. If he's a pathological liar, he can just be like, oh, he's upset because I told everybody that we were together and he still wants to be in the closet. So I think you should just tell your friends who know you, like, dude, you know, I'm not gay. I mean, I was just a guy's friend.
Yeah.
But he took it to another level and I don't even talk to him anymore. And if anybody comes up to you and says, oh, what's up with you and so-and-so, just be like, nah, we're, you know.
There's no one that looks gayer than the guy that screams, I'm not gay.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's it. And listen, I got gay friends. You know, I shouldn't have to explain this, but I'm saying, like, we're not saying there's anything wrong with it. It'd be the same for a girl to say that about a guy. It'd be the same for a guy to say that about a girl. This happens.
Yeah.
Because people are people lack confidence and they want to look like something that they're not. And whatever it is, this guy is trying to upsell himself.
Yeah.
He's trying to upsell himself in whatever way he can to his friends at your
expense.
But
don't look at it as like defamation of character. Cause we are so progressive in this country. It should just be like, just think of it the way a girl is. Don't think of it as he's trying to drag you down and make you seem gay.
Yeah. I don't think
that makes sense. You know what I mean?
I hear that. I mean, I hear why the only way to play this is to act like it never happened
at
all.
Exactly. Oh, that's the best.
And if people, and I know that's hard, because listen, we can talk whatever we want about progressive, not progressive. He does probably feel that he's being looked at as less of a man, which, listen, man, I can't tell you how to feel. I'd probably feel the same way. I'd be like, listen. And then the more he says, I'm not, everyone's like, okay, yeah, right.
He didn't say if this was impeding his relationships with women or friendships, other friendships.
It doesn't sound like it, but I think he's afraid of those things.
Yeah.
And your fears only, I think you acknowledge it if it comes up. No, man, I never made out with that dude. I'm not gay. And that's okay. And if it doesn't come up, you just float above it and don't hang out. Because floating above it, you know, people can say whatever they want, but you know the person you are. And there's, no one can really come at you with other things,
And also, if you do, if based on this type of personality, if you do confront him, he's not going to admit it. So the best thing I would say to do is to just ignore him. And when he does come around, if you see him, if you run into him, if he calls you, just be like, hey, man, I know what you've been saying. It's not cool. So I can't be friends
with you.
Just
ignore him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if he does that, exactly.
If he approaches you, tell him.
Yeah, you call it out.
Yeah, I'm not fucking with you.
I just heard a rumor. I don't give a fuck what you do, but you're pulling me into something that's not right. And anyone that would like take the side of the rumor is an idiot.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like when you hear a rumor, you have to understand there's two sides to every story. Mm-hmm. So if you're worried about the people that are like, guess you're gay, and it's like, no, I befriended a guy, that happened to be gay. And if that's something you believe, you're just an immature person.
Yeah.
If you're going to believe that any straight guy that's friends with a gay guy had to have made out with him, then you got your own fucking problems.
Yeah, but you have to maintain a certain level of coolness when you have this conversation.
Because this is a tight wire. Because, and I think yelling about it and getting angry about it never looks good.
Yeah, like you'd be like, man, we were friends. I didn't know he liked me. So
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com, JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Let's do this. We got time for one more. I like this one. Guy friends. I'm a post grad, and literally all my closest friends are living in a big city where we went to college together. We're generally doing well with our jobs and having fun, but the problem is that the friend group is all girls. Oh, so this is a lady listener, and she has all her friends are girls. We're all really fun, but sometimes when we go out or plan other events, I can't help but wish that we had a core group of guy friends to invite. There are always certain guys we invite to our parties, but somehow they all end up trying to creepily hit on us, which results in one of my roommate's close friends not wanting to invite them again. Because of this, slowly the pool of guys we can mutually agree to invite out with us has been dwindling. How do you recommend establishing a core group of guys post-grad?
Don't do it.
Why not?
It doesn't work.
Doesn't work?
No. What you have to do is each woman in that group has to forge their own independent male relationship.
Mm.
And when you go out, you say, hey, me and my girls are going out. Tell your homeboys to come through. And so it'll be him and maybe two or three guys. So if every woman in that group does that, then you have like 10 guys to four women. Mm-hmm. And then it's super cash. But if you try to lock in a specific group of men, it's always going. And then also those men, if they like you, if they don't, they don't. They have other options. There's other women there. You're not going to be obsessed. But what happens is when women try to lock into a group of men as like their peers and they're like co-partiers.
Yeah.
Women always, even if they don't want to fuck you, women always become possessive.
Oh.
And so, that's interesting. So what happens is when you go out.
Like one of our guys is dating that girl.
Yeah. Or like, why are you talking to her? We're here. You're here with us.
Yes.
We don't like her. She's nasty or she, you know, like.
That happens all the time.
So you cannot have, women and men cannot be friends on that large scale. It has to be one-on-one.
It has to be one-on-one and then everyone. There's a couple things with this email. I used to hang, when I first moved to New York City, there was a big group of us that would watch like Patriots games together.
Yeah.
And there was a bunch of girls that went to a certain school and then their friends, you know, it was a larger group that everyone knew each other via somebody. And then there was a bunch of guys, you know, started with a lot of Boston guys and we had some New York people. And then all of a sudden it just became this like big amorphous group of people. And what happens is those times were fun together, but they don't last.
No.
They do not last because here's what happens. Guy A and girl B, they end up fucking.
Mm-hmm.
And then they break up. Now, you know, guy A and all his buddies are like, oh, we got to stay away from those girls with girl B because now we don't want to make things awkward. Mm-hmm. Then everyone gets together without guy A and guy B and girl B. Now girl B gets engaged.
Yeah.
And now she's doing engagement stuff. Now all the girls, we got her engagement party. How come only a few of the guys got invited? Because guy A is, you know, friends with all the guys. It's just all this web of crap. It's
too much.
And
that's the college mentality that you have to get rid of once you go into the real world.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to meet, like if I meet a guy on Tinder, I'm not on Tinder, but I'm just trying to relate to your audience. But if I meet a guy on Tinder and I'm like, hey, let's go have drinks, invite all of your friends. He'll be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, well, I mean, then there's my other thing with her is that I do like the, you're going to have to expect. Remember I talked about every guy's annoying friend, Mr. Penis?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Penis, and one for every group of five guys, one of them is going to get creepy.
Yeah.
One of them is going to get an idea in their head that he's going to be able to fuck one of these other girls. It's just the math of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't expect to bring a group of lions into the, you know, the pussy chamber and not expect one of those pussies to get eaten.
Yep.
Because that's what you're doing. And acknowledge that. Understand that. It's okay. Mm-hmm. Listen, a guy's going to get creepy every now and again. I think what you do is, like you're saying, zone in on one dude that you became friends with.
Yeah.
And maybe, like I have a friend, her and I used to hook up. And then she would invite me. You know, we ended up talking again and now we're like friends. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she'll be like, you know, we'll G-chat every now and again and she'll invite me to places. And as long as it's out of our system, it's not weird.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so maybe it's going to her, like for her, I think maybe it's going to like maybe a past hookup that you have a good terms with.
Yeah.
And you say, and the important thing is invite them as a group. And the larger the numbers are, the harder it is for there to be a creep in the bunch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when it's small and now it's four girls, four guys.
It's too weird.
One of those guys assumes, oh, there's going to be a match in this.
Yeah.
And probably all four of them.
Yeah.
You know, if I got invited to, you know, if there was four girls that were like, hey, we need four guys to come out with us and be our core four, I'd be like,
no.
Yeah, I need this core dick to get sucked.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, why am I sacrificing my Saturday night for some chicks I don't even know?
And this is also about time, okay? Mm-hmm. When you get out of college, there's work, there's family, there's interpersonal relationships, and there's relaxation.
Mm-hmm.
You got to cut up that pie in whatever way you can. And what happens is, once you're out of school, you start cutting people out of that pie.
Of course.
Because you're like, listen, my time is valuable.
Mm-hmm.
My time isn't just fuck around all day. I want to get, you know, my friends in. That's why dates get canceled, because you're like, I want to go out with this girl, but my buddies are going out tonight, and I like them more than the girl I haven't met yet.
My question is, why do you want guys when you're supposed to be meeting guys?
I think for her,
it's safety net.
I think it's more like a hearkening back to like the old days.
Yeah.
Like, and I do understand that. Like, there's comfort in numbers. Mm-hmm. There's like, oh, this is just like high school. And now you're feeling that high school mode where it's like, oh, we got our nine guys and we're our nine girls. And, you know, now you're in this like cocoon of people that can protect you. And that's the toughest thing about moving on from college, is that there's no cocoon.
No.
You're on your own. You got to do shit on your own. You got to go out and you got to make the fucking babies happen at some point.
Yeah.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com, JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Chloe, thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having
me. This was fantastic.
Yeah.
Go follow Chloe at Chloe_Hilliard, ChloeHilliard.com. Fantastic comic. It was awesome having you. We're going to do some news and hypotheticals. We'll be right back. Hey guys, welcome back. Chloe, thank you for coming on, answering the emails.
Cool.
That was great. Mansamp is out today on a special trip, so we got Shelby. Thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
At Classic Shelb.
At Classic Shelb on Twitter.
Good to have you back. Thanks. Always fun with the change up. Get Classic Shelb in here for a Mansamp. We'll trade you one. We'll give you another. I love it. We did get some follow-up emails. I want to read this one email. This is a follow-up email, and it really, this feathered my nuts in a way I can't even explain. Papa J Train, I'm going to do a little more than feather your nuts with this email. It's going to be more like a full-on hand gibber. I've been listening to your podcast since day one. I got on Tinder and took your advice about how to set up pictures, my profile, and got straight to the point with conversations. And that Jew magic worked. I matched with a girl and we hung out and I caught the worst STD of them all, feelings. Yesterday, I ended up proposing to her and she said yes. I think the reason I even had a chance was because I followed your advice, so thanks. I told her about the podcast and we listened on long car trips. Since you were the mastermind of this whole thing, I think it's only right to invite you to the wedding. If you're interested, I'll give you more details when they become available. Keep doing your thing. P.S. I really got engaged. I attached a picture to prove it. Yeah, you got engaged.
Let me see the picture.
I already deleted the email. But I,
What?
Because when I read them, I, you know, delete ones, you know, whatever. But I did post on Instagram.
Okay.
If you want to go to my Instagram, Jared Freed, at Jared Freed on Instagram. You can find it by searching JTrain56. A picture of the ring.
It's a nice ring.
Nice ring.
Wow.
He sent me a Snapchat and I took a screenshot and I asked him if I could. And he's, and that's a... It's pretty amazing.
That's nice.
That's unbelievable. You're welcome.
Are you going to go to the wedding?
I'm in. He's got to make sure that there's single girls there for me. That's
of course they're going to be single.
I want.
And once he announces that you're the reason why he got engaged, you're going to get so much wedding.
Well,
puss.
I don't think that's going to get. I think this is this speech. I don't think this will get wedding puss. Imagine this speech. Ready? This is. Let's do some J Train theater. This would be his speech. You know, because what happens is at weddings, but before we get into the music, at weddings, what happens is, you know, like there's a part after all the speeches where the husband and wife get up and they're like, thank everyone for coming.
Yeah.
So this would be their thanking speech.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. I just want to thank everybody for coming out. Chick and I are so happy. And we just want to thank one person. The back of the room. J Train. Your podcast is the reason I put some pee in the V. Thank you. And then I would get up in the back and I'd tip my glass and every girl would look over and go, J Train? What's that old dude looking doing here?
No.
End of J Train Theater. They're always
there you go. That was amazing.
Here's another follow-up. Happy Passover, Freed. Wanted to say this last episode kills. I'm running it back now with my dog on the porch. The cast gives me something to do when I'm on work trips for 2 weeks. I've been working at a French fry plant. Okay. Is that a job? And the person sitting next to me on my flight back home Friday thought I was being crazy. Been adding your Rex to my cachet of podcasts. Well, thanks, man. And let's do a hypothetical. You ready?
I'm ready.
I like this one. Hey, Jewbag, love the podcast. I have a hypothetical for you guys. Here it is. If you had to, would you suck Liam Neeson's dick for 45 minutes or until he busts? Why Liam Neeson?
Because he's a manly man.
Or eat out Whoopi Goldberg's ass for 20 minutes straight.
Fucking Liam Neeson can take my entire mouth. 1, 2, and 3.
And then this person wrote, notes, this isn't post-shower Whoopi. It's been about 12 hours since she showered. This seems like an aggressive, just a reason to take a shot.
This was the easy one for me.
Yeah, you're sucking Liam Neeson's dick.
All to the fucking thorax.
I'm eating Whoopi's ass. What are you doing, Sheldon?
I'd probably go Liam.
You're going Liam?
I mean, I've got pretty big lips, so it'd be over pretty quick.
You take care of business?
Yeah.
Shelby.
You could ask Ted Danson about the Whoopi thing. He dated her in like the 90s.
Well, yeah. I mean, I go butt. I look a butt every now and again.
Let me tell you something, because I feel like a penis ages so much better than a vag. Mm. Like an old clamshell with gray hairs is not appealing.
Oh my God, you just made it sound so much more appealing to me though.
What?
No, that butt, I don't know. I gotta think it would be an adventure. It's like going through a hilly terrain. I wanna see what Whoopi's butt would have. Also, let me tell something to the listeners. All butts taste a little bit the same. I know this
from experience.
From experience. They don't, and it's not shitty butt. It's like, butts taste
meat
closer to the vagina than we all want to believe.
It tastes like lunch meat.
Yeah, it's like just roast like, beef. It's just, you know, it's a little bit more similar than we all want to like put on. John has something to say.
Can I say one thing though?
Hold on, we got some mic issues.
Whoopi's known.
It's not coming through.
He really had to get
Whoopi
off.
Is known though for farting whenever she wants.
Ooh, yeah.
Wait a minute,
came out
what?
In public and said that.
Yeah. She
so
does.
Maybe Whoopi
is known for farting whenever she wants. Mm-hmm. She farts around the house. She farts on the set. She farts wherever she wants. She said it like.
How do you know this?
I listened to a Howard Stern interview and she talked all about it. She's like, life's too short to hold shit in. Just fart whenever you feel like it.
We have learned a lot, Whoopi. The one thing I've learned is that Whoopi and I have a lot more in common than I ever would have thought.
Give a fuck.
You would be eating the ass of an EGOT winner too.
EGOT. Oh yeah, she's
Emmy,
got it
Grammy,
all.
Oscar, Tony.
Yeah, that ass tastes better. Let's do some news.
Well, did you hear about the Canadian high schooler? I put that in quotes.
Yeah.
He was a basketball player. He had like 6, he's 6'9".
Yeah.
He was getting recruited. Turns out he was actually a 29-year-old man.
Can't.
Who is like?
How dumb were the people? Have you seen a picture of this?
You know why? You know why they're dumb? And I'm going to get racial.
Okay, go.
They're dumb because they were trying to be white saviors.
Oh, because he's from like he's from Africa, mm-hmm.
And they're like, yeah, we got to give him a better life. We got to help him out. We got to put him in a school and make him, you know, play basketball. And we're saving this young African refugee, and they didn't fucking get no goddamn papers.
They saw a future.
I have a feeling that most like any race could get away with like a lot of lies in neighborhoods of all, if it was just an all white town.
Because white people don't want to question.
We don't want to question.
Because they don't want to offend you. They
yeah,
don't
he looks
be...
like he's 80 years
yes,
old.
Yes, yes.
That is like, if he walked into my town, I'd be like, oh, welcome.
You want a happy meal?
Yeah, join our basketball team, please. In fact, you get to play all five positions.
You got
to
fucking question him.
Yeah, and because you look at him and you're like, because I go to colleges and do, you know, you go to colleges. You see 18-year-olds, they look like 18-year-olds.
Of course.
And that's like the weirdest thing. Because like, you know, we read these emails and I kind of put the face of my friends on the emails.
Yeah.
And then you go to these schools and you see someone and you're like, oh, you're fucking?
Yeah. Oh, I've been to colleges and they're like, we're married. And I'm like, why?
Oh my
You're
God.
You're a fucking baby.
You still have baby teeth.
Yeah.
And this guy does not have baby teeth. No, this guy is an adult.
He's a grown. We had a mustache and everything. I was like, how the fuck do you? Because my, and so, because I'm looking at it and I play basketball and I, you know, you all go to high school. I'm kind of like, you can't pay me enough to go back to high school. Today?
Yeah.
I hope he didn't fuck anybody because then he's.
Well, I would just love to have on tape all of like the moms, like the annoying moms who are like, we took in a kid from Africa, like on that high horse about how great they are.
Yeah.
And now play those, you know, like
well,
play
yeah,
the recordings.
Because he was like living with the coach, right?
Yeah.
The guy, yeah. So now this, you have a grown man.
The coach
man.
Was involved too. So I think that, you know.
You think he was involved?
To me, a little bit of this seems like. A coach being like, hey, we can get him into a good college and then maybe go to the NBA. Like, I as stupid as that
I
sounds now.
I think it was one of those things. They probably thought he was a little older. They maybe like 20, but I don't think they thought he was 29, 30. I think they was like, let's try to make money off of this
yeah.
and like just not dig deep enough.
They thought they had a blind side on their hands.
I know.
Trying to get that so blind side money.
This is to all the white people trying to yeah. save black lives. Don't.
No, don't.
Black lives don't.
I'm happy
matter.
You said that, not me.
No, but you know what I mean. You know, like, yeah, just do no, some just, fucking research a little
or
bit.
It's, well, it's like this, it's a version of racism that yeah. doesn't get talked about enough. Mm-hmm. It's where you're doing so much for someone that you're babying,
yeah,
you know, just because they're a different race than you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the racism that gets looked over.
Yeah.
Because I met a chick last night. She was like, she worked for some organization that helps kids in...
third world countries.
No, it was in New York, mm-hmm. get into like kindergarten programs. And like, that sounds like a right and just thing.
Like, it's like early steps or something
like
that?
Or something like that. Mm-hmm. And now she was like, and she was talking about the mayor of New York, who, what's his name? De Blasio. And I was like, I don't know about that. And I kind of was like, I don't know about that De Blasio guy. And her first response was to go, you don't think kids should go to school? And it's like these high end statements yeah. that everyone, like, of course, everyone's going to applaud.
Yeah.
And, oh, you're such a hero. It's easy to say
yeah.
all kids should go to school. Yes, all mm-hmm. kids should go to school. But, like, that's why people look over, you know, the thing, you know, talk about pulling back the curtain and then finding out that half the money doesn't even go to the places it needs to go.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, it's like when Haiti relief happened.
Oh, that's
and
terrible.
Everyone's like, I gave to the Red Cross. I gave to Haiti. And then you're like, none of the money went there.
None.
Like, none of it.
There's but you still, feel good. You get good, to sleep yeah. at night because you're like, I did something.
Your hand hurts from all those high fives you got, but you didn't do shit.
Yep.
It's like a holier than thou.
Have you seen the Barbie Instagram?
No.
Like the third world Barbie? Like no. These two white girls who did all this like refugee, like outreach third world building and shit. They came back and they realized that they were just pandering to these people. And so they have Barbie Instagram and she's in all of these like refugee third world scenarios.
Yeah.
It's like it's all toys and it's
that's
like
funny.
And she's like one of them is like, I'm so happy that I'm here to share my white tears for these black kids to drink. It's so funny.
It's so insane.
But it's true though, yeah. if you think about it. And I read something about this whole savior complex and it was like there was a white teens that went to like Africa to build houses and they were so shitty at it but the people, the locals didn't want to offend them that every night they would tear down what they did and built it correctly.
Oh my God. That's that's a movie. That's literally a movie. That's hilarious.
So stop fucking trying to be saviors. Yeah. Man.
Have you heard about girls complaining about guys on Tinder that they like the pics of them holding fish that they've caught?
I've heard a lot of complaints about the lion pictures, a lot of guys with lions on Tinder.
I see girls complaining about the fish, but the guys could then equally complain about girls with like posing with a third world child.
Of course.
In like Haiti. I see that all the
same
time.
Thing.
I was wondering when you first brought this up, Shelby, where this was fucking going.
Yeah, it's the same thing. That's your trophy. Those are their respective trophies.
That is their trophy. I mean, it's like, also like, I'm okay with knowing that I'm a mediocre person.
Yeah.
I don't know why everyone is so hyped up on proving they're not just a mediocre person. Like, we all are shitty, and we're all good, and we're all bad, and we're all fucking evil.
Yes.
You know, like, we all have it in us. And I think understanding that is, like, the first step towards not being a douche.
Of course.
Any other stories? Do we have one more?
A board-certified plastic surgeon named Matthew Schulman in New York, he operates on butts.
Okay.
He's looked at over 50,000 of them.
That's a great... I'm Matthew Shulman, butt specialist.
Yeah. He checked out 50,000 butts in his
concentration
career.
In butts. Okay, what?
And he has identified that there are five butts, in like five different types of butts on people.
This is like when you were in gym class. Remember when they had that like endoform, ectoform?
Yeah.
Endo was the fat one. And I remember being like, we were going over this and I was like, I remember raising my hand and to the teacher to be like, what body type am I? Like, and as I got to like, what body type am, as I got to am, she just goes, endo. And like the whole class laughed at me.
Aww,
like,
was, poor thing.
So now I still, even to this day, I'm 31. I have friends of mine, they'll be like, endo. So what are the five butts?
First one is square.
Okay.
V shape.
Okay.
A shape, which is sort of...
He should have named these after emojis. Yes. That's the only thing I speak in. What's grapefruit butt, strawberry butt? You know, like, I want to know those.
Sushi rice. That's a sushi rice one. Yes. That's a triangle.
Yes.
And the A shape, and then today is kind of sort of culture that likes asses more. Mm. I think that's what the ideal one is.
The A shape.
I've been seeing some butts lately that I'm just, like, shocked.
Wait, there's two more, right?
What there's... round.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's... And in the article that this is, they have full body like cartoon illustrations. Mm. And this is the only one that's black.
Oh, the round one?
Yeah.
Oh, she has an afro.
They give her
course.
An afro. All the other ones are white.
Where are these butts going to go? This is what I was wondering today. Like, we know what happens to boobs, mm-hmm. big boobs as you get older. What's going to happen to these butts?
Well, if you have implants, they're going to shift and drop.
I mean, are we going to see, but even not implants, like there's women right now with butts that I can't believe.
Yeah, you got to do a lot of squats.
A lot of squats, but I'm seeing like, are these butts going to be on their calves? You know, at some point, like what's going to happen?
I mean, white women's butts have definitely grown exponentially over
Thank
the past
God.
Decade. But see, it's so funny because for so long, white men really don't appreciate butts.
I mean, I wasn't around then to appreciate them.
I know, but even still, the ideal of like white beauty is like slim waist, thigh gap, tiny little tush, and like a B to a C cup boob.
I think that's
the typical look. For
I think
a white
that's
woman.
Why I've always gotten along with black people mm-hmm. is that we have similar taste in women.
Oh yeah,
like I've always like anytime like I'm walking down the street and I'll pass a chick that I'm attracted to, mm-hmm. I'll like do a turn and then I'll see another black dude doing the same turn as me and then we'll give each other the black power fist and, then, and I'm like, yeah.
And you're like, we connected.
We're brothers now, yeah. You know, we're butt brothers.
Yeah. I don't know, but see, it's interesting because women have trained men to appreciate bigger butts.
Oh, totally. I wrote an article about it like 2 years ago now mm-hmm. and it was called America's an Ass Country Now.
Oh, yeah.
Like it was just all about like, and we should really be thanking J-Lo.
Yeah.
I think she was the cultural bridge mm-hmm. between white dudes liking a fuller figured woman.
Well, also I think women are just know how to work out better because for so long it was just cardio, no lifting, no squatting, no racks, nothing. So now I follow these Instagram accounts because I work out a lot and it's all these like boss girl fitness workout and it's all white girls with their ass to the camera.
There's a girl I went to high school with who's like, I'll show you after the show. Mm-hmm. She's fucking jacked and she's doing like cleans and shit.
Yeah.
And you know, you watch these girls in the gym and like they're fucking animals.
Yeah.
Like one girl, you know, she's like doing the shit. And then her fucking, they wear these shirts that say like, you, like every shirt is just this sassy.
Yeah. Like do you even lift?
Yeah. How your penis isn't big enough for this squat rack. You know, like, Chloe, thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me, guys.
So fantastic. Go follow Chloe on Twitter at Chloe_Hilliard, ChloeHilliard.com. Fantastic comic. This was great. Yeah. So happy to have you. Shelby, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
At Classic Shelb.
At Classic Shelb.
At Classic Shelb. Go follow him. Support him. He's great. He's here at the labs.
I'm actually that on Snapchat, too. I recently downloaded it.
Look who joined the party.
I downloaded it.
Classic Shelb on Snapchat. Uh-oh. Send him some shits and tits. And I'm Jared Freed, JTrain56 on all platforms. We're here every Tuesday and Friday. Keep spreading the word. Keep telling your friends. Keep sending those emails. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. I'm Jared Freed. Boom.
This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by Digital Media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts, and find all of